It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with wheat and corn. I mean, we saw the markets gap higher in the overnight session overnight. You know, we've been seeing some pressure come, especially since Thursday, just before the close when the announcement came that Russia and Ukraine had come to an agreement. They were signing contracts or an agreement to be able to start shipping grain out of Ukraine. But, you know, the ink hadn't even dried yet before Russia started bombing or attacking some of the ports. No damage was done. Nobody was hurt. But it certainly brings credence to the idea that maybe Russia isn't quite in this for the right reasons. They're in it to get their own fertilizer, their own grain shipped a little bit easier than being able to help the Ukraine. So I think that's what's kind of what's hot at this point in the marketplace.
Sure. What's not hot then?
You know, I mean, I'd have to look as far as the economy is concerned. You know, we're still looking at a, you know, crude oil's been getting beat up pretty good, so that market's kind of drifted off. We're seeing that effects in the gas pump, which has been nice. Also, we're looking at the Fed likely going to increase, well, they will increase interest rates on Wednesday. It's just a matter of will it be 0.75 points or will it be 1 point, and I think that will then dictate what happens as far as the stock market's concerned.
The economy is still a major concern for everybody then.
It is. I mean, it's still going to be the main driver, especially when you look at it as far as the meat side of the sector. I mean, we're looking at the feeder cattle market, live cattle trading up at some pretty good levels, feeder cattle close to contract highs. They've just had a couple of reports that were a little bit negative. You see that tilt towards a 1% increase in interest rates, a little bit struggle in the economy, and I think that could spell a little bit of trouble for the livestock industry as we go into fall.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be aware of?
You know, the big thing is weather. I mean, that was changed. It's going to be a beautiful week here up here in the Northern Plains, most of the Corn Belt, cooler, some rains, but then heat comes back again that first week of August, the 8th to 14, calling for much above temps below precip.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.